too. Just looking at Tom Skilling's forecast right now, I love the way this looks. High of 57 tomorrow, 63 Sunday, 66 Monday. It's literally 60s, highs of 60s the whole week. Also happens to be restaurant week, so let's talk about that with food and beverage journalist Darcia Townsend. Sounds like a good week to get out there and dine al fresco. You know, it's amazing. Spring is here, and then doesn't always cooperate with the temperatures, our Darcia, but looks like this week it is. How are you?
I am fantastic, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm good. I like looking at that. I like thinking about it. And, you know, we've been supporting our restaurants, but now this is the week when there's some special stuff going on, and I know you can tell us about it. What's going on?
Yes. First of all, as you know, Chicago Restaurant Week is usually in January because it was started in the first place about 10 years ago or so to help restaurants during their least busiest time. And so because of COVID and everything, we did not have it in January because although you couldn't dine indoors. So it was moved to March because the restaurants really wanted it. And now that they're open, you can dine in. But for the first time ever since they've done this, some of the restaurants are also offering delivery and takeout. And I think that is amazing.
I do, too, because I've enjoyed those. I mean, there's certain food that travels better than others, but it is cool to have like that sort of, you know, chef-made meal right at home. And these are typically, what, aren't they three courses or multiple courses? Isn't that part of the theme of Restaurant Week? I don't know if that's the same this year, but that's what I've found in the past.
It is the same as far as that. All the restaurants are offering prefixed feasts. And so they're all three courses, but you get some choices for the appetizer, the entree, and dessert. You get like two or three, sometimes four choices. Mm-hmm. And then all the places that I picked for you today, I have five really good restaurants. They're all very chef-driven. They're independently owned and operated. Like Boulevard Steakhouse is in the West Loop. And so for them, they're doing delivery and takeout, and also you can dine in, and that's $55. And because it's a steakhouse, I think that's really awesome that for $55, you can get steak frites. But if you're not a not a meat eater, they also have this really good vegetable risotto that I absolutely love there. They also have organic roasted half chicken, and also a grilled salmon. And then because it's a steakhouse and they really wanted to take advantage of the fact that this was their first time ever in restaurant week as a steakhouse, they're allowing people to upgrade to a filet, a bone-in ribeye, or even wagyu for just a little price, but still, it's still a nominal fee based on what it would usually be, which I think is awesome.
All right, Boulevard Steakhouse, what's your number two? Let's go through these, Odarcia.
Yes, Mango Pickle is in Andersonville, and so they're doing indoor, outdoor, takeout, and delivery, and that's owned by Marisa Paiello, and it's a modern Indian cuisine restaurant, and it's $39 or it's $55, and you get some cool choices like a Mexican blue shrimp and a tamarind coconut curry. There's also braised beef with mustard sauce, cumin, grilled garlic, and herb flatbread that's made in-house. And then they even have a dark chocolate mousse with preserved cherry compote.
Okay, awesome. What's pick number three?
Piccolo Sogno, and that's in River West. They're doing $25 for lunch and $39 for dinner, indoor, outdoor, takeout, and delivery. That's from chef owner Tony Priolio, and it's a great modern Italian restaurant, but they also have some classic dishes, and everything is made in-house. They also have a beautiful outdoor patio on those days when it's a little warmer. So three courses, Roman-style braised oxtails, which I'm really interested in, three types of different pastas, grilled salmon or grilled chicken, and for dessert, you get biscotti or panna cotta.
Well, that sounds so I need to eat before we do these segments in the future because I get so hungry. I could eat anything right now. That sounds so good. Okay, what's number four?
Scratchboard Kitchen is in Arlington Heights, and they're only doing indoor dining for Chicago Restaurant Week. And that's the executive chef there is Grace Gowdy, who used to work for Thomas Keller. And this young lady has so much skill. She's brought all this back. everything she learned from Thomas Keller, and it's only $25 for brunch or lunch. And she's got this breakfast sandwich, or she has a chicken biscuit sandwich with cheesy grits. And then she has a seasonal house-made Pop-Tart. She makes all of her sauces and jams and everything in-house. She also has a signature Bloody Mary, and everything is done in-house.
How cool. Give us number five, and then how we reach you, Ardashia. Limited time here, but these are great picks.
Did you want the last one?
Give us the last one quickly.
The last one is Virtue in Hyde Park, dine-in only from chef owner Eric Williams, and it's all New Orleans style stuff like shrimp and grits and Cajun jambalaya. Yeah.
Wow. Ardashia, I'm so hungry now. How do we reach you? How do we find out your picks? You do great reviews. Where's the spot where we go?
Thank you. TownsendMediaMagic.com. That's where you'll find all of my work.
Awesome. Have a good weekend, Ardashia. You just helped us make ours a little bit better. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you soon.
We will. It's top of the hour time. Let's get to the news at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.